Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
James Taylor was at the X yesterday. Seems like from the reviews, those folks who went, they're purists. If you're going to JT, we're tight. I call him JT. How many JTs do we have? 651-461-9226. Justin Timberlake.
Justin
Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
How many other JTs do we have? I suggested after JJ Spawn won the U.S. Open, rank your top JJs.
Oh.
And I think Kid Dynamite. I mean, he wins, right? I mean, with the Vikings, what are we calling? Because I'm not prepared for Jets. I don't really like Jets.
Your favorite?
No.
Well, he's been JJ. I mean, Jets has been in the background.
That's correct.
But he's been JJ since he got in the league.
I think the policy in this show is going to be he is JJ.
And you can't have a second JJ?
Now, what does the JJ with JJ McCarthy stand for?
That's a great question. I don't know.
That's what we're going to call him.
I'm going with James Jeffrey. Let's see if I'm right.
James Jeffrey. We're going to call him by his first name.
Jonathan James.
Jonathan James. Okay, so
one of them, right?
Well, that's excellent. We'll work that in a lot to, McCarthy, Jefferson. But when you hear Jonathan James, you'll know we're talking about the QB.
When you're a parent and you name your kid Jonathan James, do you do it because knowing all along you want to just call them JJ?
Probably. And you don't want to go with the legal JJ.
Mm-hmm.
So James Taylor at the X. I want people to tell me. Let's put the act at 25 years. Either an individual or a group which has been around for 25 years and they're still alive. You can't give me Tom Petty.
You might need to go more than 25
you
years.
You can't give me Beethoven. You can't give me Kurt Cobain. Okay, they have to be with us.
You could go Foo Fighters.
You could go Foo Fighters.
Makes you feel old to know they've been around since 94.
It's unbelievable.
31 years.
It's unbelievable. Tell me the act you still, should we go this way, that you haven't seen. So this group has been around since minimum 2000. Okay, that's not the max. Like, we're not saying 2000 on. Could be your guy, Barry Manilow. You were obsessed. You were fanaloing.
I am a fanalow.
Have you seen him?
No.
Okay. Well, that's your answer.
I don't need to see him.
You're boxed in on fanalow.
He's always in my head.
And in your heart.
Dancing at the Copacabana.
Copacabana.
The hottest spot north of Havana.
That's what we hear. That's what we hear. I have on my list Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam.
That's the best you can do.
No, they're hellacious.
Either,
and they're brilliant.
Either you've seen everybody else, or your taste in music needs to get better.
You're I thought my hearing was bad. Your hearing's dreadful if you are not revering Eddie Vedder.
I don't care if my hearing's perfect.
I still
can't understand what he's saying.
I would prefer
time.
Probably just to see Eddie acoustic.
Oh, acoustic Eddie.
Acoustic.
You don't like the Jam?
No, I'm with the Jam.
Sounds like you're not liking the Jam.
I'm saying, first of all, you like jam or jelly?
Compote.
Compote, yes. Where do they make this compote,
And preserves.
And other people really sitting there, no jam. It has to be jelly.
Always been a jelly guy.
Exactly. Do you have jelly in the fridge right now?
Yes.
Yep.
Strawberry. Don't give me grape jelly. It is trash.
Do you think most people, if they have a jelly, it is strawberry right now?
I think a lot of people go grape.
Yeah,
and it's really, that's a stain on America.
You want to bring America together right now, get rid of grape jelly. Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam is the group I've settled on. Who do you have?
That's that. You've settled.
No,
that's it.
I have not. They're one of the greatest bands over the last... When did they begin? What's your guess? I'm going to say 95, 6, somewhere in there. I'm guessing Foo Fighters around slightly longer.
Foo Fighters were 94. Pearl Jam, according to the Google, has been active since 90.
90?
Yes.
Whoa.
And you know their original name before it became Pearl Jam, right?
It's Mookie Blaylock.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That is a great story and a great name. And Oklahoma Sooner. So we can keep spinning around you a bit. You want to do the Mookie Blaylock's signature game was what? Losing to the Kansas Jayhawks in the championship game. La-di-da, good for me. At the tilt. At the tilt. Who is your band? Don't tell me yet.
No!
Pukey Tees coming your way. Pukey Tees coming your way. Who is the band? Maybe I'm guessing. Can I guess yours? I'm going to guess Engelbert Humperdinck.
You're in the ballpark.
That's who Dave is going to predict. Engelbert Humperdinck. Was that his given name, or did he change his name to Engelbert Humperdinck? That has to be his given name, correct?
Engelbert Humperdinck is the stage name of English singer and pianist Arnold George Dorsey.
Go with Arnie Dorsey, not Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, anyone can be Arnold Dorsey.
Only one
not
guy.
Not many people can be Engelbert Humperdinck.
It's not many. It's only one. The original Engelbert Humperdinck. Okay.
You think that was Pearl Jam's name before Mookie Blaylock.
Before Mookie Blaylock. Okay, who's your group? Who's your singer? They've been around for a while. They're veterans. They're seasoned. Okay, you can't give me Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, minimum of 25 years. Get out of here. Who you got? 651-461-9226. 25 years. You know what Pella says? Get out of here. You kidding me? 25 years. We've been around for 100 years, celebrating their anniversary this year. I don't exactly celebrate Pella every day, but I look out my Pella windows and I see safety. I see trust. I see quality and the know-how that they have brought for 100 years of innovation, of warranties, of quality in an uber competitive business. PellaNorthland.com. That's how you track them down. Go to a showroom in the metro area, Woodbury and Plymouth. The deal right now, if you go with Pella, I'm going to tell you more about my experience. 50% off qualifying installations in June or 0% APR for 36 months. In the home I'm in now, almost 20 years with Pella. Made major changes last year, made it only better. And I'm eventually moving, and guess what? That house also has Pella. That's how much I believe in this company. They're the best. PellaNorthland.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rena, in about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to get you your text and a phone call, too, in a second. I'll just say Pete Hegseth is getting just pummeled today in a committee in front of senators. He's smugly smiling, and he's not answering questions. He's not holding up well. He's ill-equipped for the job. Donald Trump won. He won the swing states, which was the election, 7-0. It was a butt kicking. We knew the other states. Maybe there was going to be one surprise, maybe there were two surprises, but he won the seven states that made it. So he gets to pick who he wants. How about just trying somebody with a little bit of qualifications? And the senator from Michigan, Senator Slotkin, I think you might be looking at the first female president right there. She is that good. And she is toying with Pete Hegseth. It's a mismatch. All right, we're saying what band or act around for at least 25 years and you haven't had a chance to see him, do you want to see? You initially thought Engelbert Humperdinck.
Mm-hmm.
You've reconsidered.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
Backstreet Boys. No, I'm reconsidering that too.
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Okay. I've always put Elton John on that list and Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Rolling Stones would be, I think, the number one.
Pretty good.
Even at this age, Mick and Keith bringing it.
Pretty good.
Let's go.
Will we see them again?
Yes.
And I think we're going to see Elton again.
One more time.
I know he had like a 4-year retirement tour. He's still out there.
The health scares too with
him. The health and vision issues.
I think Elton's done.
You think Elton's done?
Stones, I think it's one more trip to U.S. Bank Stadium.
Let's get to some texts and calls. Again, we said alive, so this texter out. Beatles. No.
It's not going to work.
Blue Oyster Cult, Pink Floyd, Neil Young. I've had a chance to see Neil Young. Pink Floyd, that's not going to happen. Blue Oyster Cult, if they were downstairs in the basement, I'd shut the door.
I'd stick for like two songs.
Yeah, maybe. One. Come on. Just one. Def Leppard. No. Boston. No.
I'd go to Boston.
I would go to Boston.
I wouldn't see Boston.
You know what
Boston.
We need? We need another movie from Boston. Those don't happen.
Yeah,
often,
could we get that?
How about Metallica? No, not for you.
If the price was right.
Well, but your price is zero.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I like Metallica. I don't love Metallica.
Harrigan singing the overrated song.
Hasn't been around for 25 years. I'm sorry, it doesn't make the cut. But
yeah.
I can show up at parties. Bar mitzvahs, corporate gatherings.
Okay, will you just play the hits, or will you...
Whatever they want.
Okay, so...
If they want a few covers in there, I'm happy to do it.
If they want God Bless America?
I'll do it.
Yeah?
Again, price is right.
The price is right. All right, we got a lot of texts. Todd has called in. Todd, just know Dave's available if you need him for a public or private function. If the price is right, he's available. I know you can... You can sleep easier knowing that now, Todd. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Chad, I used to be a common man, but I love your show much better, so yeah. Just to let you know.
Well, that guy's my friend, still a very good friend of mine, so he's pretty good, too. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yep. We're going to see Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Ooh.
And Barry Manilow in Vegas this weekend.
There you go. In fact, speaking of the Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Band, did they have the definitive ABC golf music from years and years ago? I think they might, which, by the way, let's give Common a second reference here, which he plays on Tee to Green. I think maybe that's it, where we've tied it all together. I may be wrong. Where are you seeing them in Vegas?
Herb is at the Wynn. He's 91 years old, and so he put together the Tijuana Brass for kind of a last hurrah, and so excited.
Okay, Dave is a fanalow like you. Is Barry out there? Does he have a regular gig out there?
He is out at the old Hilton, which is, I think, the Westwood or West Wind.
That's right. Yep.
And so he does maybe once a month he might do 4 or 5 shows.
Todd, have a are you a gambler too?
No gambling, but we're playing TPC Vegas.
Are you playing TPC Summerlin?
I don't know which one we're playing. I have no idea.
There's a lot of good golf out there. It's good to be you this weekend, Todd. Have fun.
Hey, I will. Thanks. Great show.
Thank you so much. Red Hot Chili Peppers. They count, right?
Yes, they do. They've been around since the 80s, right? Maybe early
Long
90s.
Time. U2, R.E.M., Elton John, Billy Joel, Springsteen. Okay, let's stop on Springsteen here. The Springsteen trailer with the bear, Jeremy Allen White, dropped today. I retweeted it. You blocked me on Twitter, so I don't know if you saw it. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
I agree. I saw the trailer. Okay. Not from you.
Yeah. Mark Fry, our guy, nah. Doesn't see Jeremy Allen White as Bruce. Who else would be other obvious individuals? Right now, Jeremy Allen White is rather on fire.
Yeah, he's doing
okay. Wouldn't you say? Even in The Bear season 3, for me, was a major disappointment as a guy who thinks season 2 is one of the 10 greatest seasons of all time. And it's season 4 comes out next week, and I'm begging you to get back to season 2. Even season 1 was very good. He seems like a pretty good pick to play Bruce, and he's singing.
Yeah. Well, you have to do it now.
It seems like...
If you're the one that starts lip-syncing after, what?
Chalamet? Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes, Joaquin is Johnny Cash. That's what I was thinking.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, who did... who was
Reese?
Elvis?
Austin Butler?
Yes.
Yeah? And they're all, at minimum, good versions of those individuals.
Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles back in the day.
Yeah, not listen to me. I think I said that.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you have Common in the other ear right now?
They got a thing going on. It's program password.
Which one was the best? Okay, let's text us that. Whose version of a rock and roll star was the best, including the singing? Because Jamie Foxx was amazing. Amazing as Ray Charles. And then I think of Joaquin as Johnny. He was unbelievable.
Taron Egerton as Elton, unless you mentioned that already.
I did not. He was really, really good. I didn't see the Chalamet movie. I'm so sick of seeing him at Knicks games. I need a break.
Search it out. Find it. It's very good. And he's tremendous.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
10 years from now, are we going to be saying he is the best actor on the planet, Chalamet? When you consider the variety of roles that he's offered up?
No.
Who's another contender right now in 10 years?
Well, there's plenty that are still active that have been active for a while.
Right?
They'll still be with us in 10 years.
Might not be as fertile in the movie business.
They might be very fertile, though, if they follow the De Niro path.
Yeah, they could be. A couple other people that folks want to see, and then we'll get to Rena. Van. I'd love to see Van again. In a good mood, though. I mean, was a jerk a lot. Tom Jones. No, that's the love theme from Barry White on Tee to Green. Is that it? I watched that golf music on ABC forever. Is this a joke? I could be missing it. Herb Albert coming to the cities in October. Talking double up.
Let's go.
Carol Channing. Apparently my father is checking in. Kenny Loggins. And we'll finish with this one. Barney and Friends. Rena next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.